For these 50 days of Easter, we celebrate that Christ is no longer in the tomb. He is risen. He is alive again. He is right now seated at the right hand of the Father, waiting to judge the heavens and the earth at the end of time. Think about that first Easter morning. 2,000 years ago, there was a garden, and in the garden was a tomb. And by the tomb, there were guards, Roman soldiers. And lo and behold, Jesus rose up, left the tomb. The angels told the holy women that he was not there, that he had risen. And Jesus finds his disciples, he reveals himself to them, and he says, "Go to Galilee." Galilee is where they first met Jesus. It's where their friendship with him and their discipleship of him began. So Jesus says, "Go back to Galilee. I'm going to meet you there." And in Galilee, Jesus taught his disciples the meaning of what had happened. Jesus told them he was going to suffer and be crucified and rise, but they didn't quite understand. He taught them in Galilee the meaning of all these things and prepared them for their mission after Pentecost. Well, listen now to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. This is taking place in the very days after Pentecost. Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father. The disciples receive the Holy Spirit. They're full of joy and energy and love. They're full of God. And they begin to preach to the people of Jerusalem. And the apostles, what happened to them? Did the Jewish leaders and the Roman soldiers, they say, "Hey, you guys have a great message. Let's give you a microphone and tell us all about this Jesus who rose up from the dead. We're ready to hear you." Is that what they did? No. Where did they put the apostles in the first reading today? Where did they throw the apostles? They threw them into jail. They put them in jail. They put them in jail. They locked them inside. They stationed guards outside. It's kind of like the tomb, actually. It's kind of like what happened to Jesus has happened to the apostles. They're put inside the jail. They're locked up. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. They want to get rid of the apostles. There's soldiers outside the tomb. There's soldiers outside the jail. And then who comes to open the doors? Anybody? Who comes to open the doors for the apostles? The angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, let them out, and said, "Go take your place in the temple area and teach the people everything." Teach the people everything. And they do just that. And the next morning, when all the leaders in Jerusalem say, "Let's go get those apostles, let's bring them out of the jail," and they go to fetch the apostles, and the guards are there, and the jail is still there, and the sun has risen, and there's no apostles. They're gone. The doors are still locked. Where'd they go? It's kind of like Jesus. Where'd he go? What happened? And they're right in the middle of the temple, teaching the people. You see, Jesus taught the apostles and the disciples. And he said, "You are going to teach the world about God's plan. You're going to teach the world about the Father's love and how I've saved you. You won't see me with your eyes. I'll be with the Father. I'll be with you. I'll send my Spirit upon you. But you are going to be the ones to teach this people about everything. About this whole world, what this world's all about, which is about falling in love with God and being saved." And it begins with what happened to Jesus happening to the apostles. Now they are given a place to teach. They are given a place to speak. And the angels protect them from all kinds of harm so that you and I today, 2,000 years later, could know the truth. What is the truth? The truth is this. God so loved the world. God so loved you that he gave away his only begotten Son. So that everyone, including you and me, who believes in him, might not die, might not perish, might not go to hell, but that we might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, you and me, might be saved. This morning, brothers and sisters, as we offer up the Eucharist together in this great and mighty prayer in Easter, we say to God, thank you. Without your Son Jesus, I would be dead in my sins. Thank you for saving me. Without the truth coming to me from the apostles, who were locked in prison but let out by the angels, I would be in darkness. But now I have the light of Christ. Thank you. And sometimes thank you is the most important prayer we can say. This morning to God, we say, thank you for saving us through Jesus.